And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 3rd of June, 2025. It's the birthday of Nathaniel Peabody Rogers, born on this day in 1794. Nathaniel Peabody Rogers was an American attorney turned abolitionist writer who served from 1838 until 1846 as editor of the New England anti-slavery newspaper, Herald of Freedom. He was also an activist for temperance, women's rights, and animal rights. And it's the birthday of Charles R. Meagle, born on this day in 1920. Charles Meagle was an American philosopher, animal rights activist, and bibliographer. He was professor emeritus of philosophy and ethics at Morehead State University. He was an outspoken opponent of animal testing, once stating, "Ask the experimenters why they experiment on animals, and the answer is, because the animals are like us. Ask the experimenters why it is morally okay to experiment on animals, and the answer is, because the animals are not like us. Animal experimentation rests on a logical contradiction." The publication of Mad Cowboy, Plain Truth from the Cattle Rancher Who Won't Eat Meat, by Howard Lyman, was on this day in 1998, when former cattle rancher Howard Lyman appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show in 1996 to share his insider view of the danger of mad cow disease spreading to this country. His revelations about the beef industry prompted a group of Texas cattlemen to file a lawsuit, charging Lyman and the talk show host with food disparagement. That wasn't enough to silence Howard Lyman, and in this stirring account of his journey from meat-loving cowboy to vegan environmental activist, he tells the whole truth about the catastrophic consequences of an animal-based diet. Lyman is well aware of what goes into our livestock: high doses of pesticides, growth hormones, and the ground-up remains of other animals. A fourth-generation Montana farmer, he regularly doused his cattle and soil with chemicals. It was only when he narrowly escaped paralysis from a spinal tumor that Lyman began to question his vocation and the effect it was having on people and on the land he loved. The questions he raised and the answers he found led him, surprisingly, to adopt a plant-based diet. As a result, he lost 130 pounds and lowered his cholesterol by more than 150 points. He is now one of America's leading spokesmen for veganism. Along the way, Lyman learned even more about the alarming dangers associated with eating meat. Here, he blasts through the propaganda of the beef and dairy industries and the government agencies that often protect them, and exposes an animal-based diet as the primary cause of cancer, heart disease, and obesity in this country. In a powerful and original voice, he warns that our livestock industry has repeated the mistakes that led to mad cow disease in England, while simultaneously visits frightful, lasting damage on our environment. The publication of Flightways, Life and Loss at the Edge of Extinction, by Tom Van Duren, was on this day in 2014. Unlike other mediations on the subject, Flightways incorporates the particularities of real animals and their worlds, drawing philosophers, natural scientists, and general readers into the experience of living among and losing biodiversity. Each chapter of Flightways focuses on a different species or group of birds: North Pacific albatrosses, Indian vultures, an endangered colony of penguins in Australia, Hawaiian crows, and the iconic whooping cranes of North America. Written in eloquent and moving prose, the book takes stock of what is lost when a life form disappears from the world, the wide-ranging ramifications that ripple out. Van Duren intimately explores what life is like for those who must live on the edge of extinction, balanced between life and oblivion, taking care of their young and grieving their dead. No longer abstract entities with Latin names, these species become fully realized characters, enmeshed in complex and precarious ways of life, sparking our sense of curiosity, concern, and accountability towards others in a rapidly changing world. And here's a proverb for today: Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10. The righteous care for the needs of animals, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. Proverbs 12, 10. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to care for the needs of animals.